8:11 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 43 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and you can take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Going to summer camp is a rite of passage for so many kids wherever they live. We're so fortunate here in the listening area, the Tri-County area, to have so many opportunities, one of those being Camp Canaan. And I know summer is right around the corner. We've got Matt Harper, who is the executive director?
Director.
I was going to say the head camper.
CEO, yeah. Head honcho.
Chief bottle washer.
That I know because as sending our little ones to camp before in the past, it's all hands on deck there at Camp Canaan.
It's organized chaos.
You do not get caught up in titles. You'll do whatever needs to be done.
Yes. Yeah, one day you're cleaning cubbies and whatever mess a kid makes, or you're meeting with parents.
Oh, gosh. Aww. So it's interesting because when we were raising awareness and we did the polar plunge a couple of weeks
ago. And that was very successful. What? We met our goal.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Good.
Yeah. So they're going to get the inflatable?
Yeah, the inflatable and a bunch of other fun upgrades. So, yeah.
But it wasn't until the way you described it, compared to other camps, Camp Canaan is still very, it's the new kid on the block. And you all are still trying to build the infrastructure out there while still offering camp.
Yeah.
At like
doing it at the same time.
Yeah, doing it at the same time.
Yeah, like most camps, you know, are been around since the 50s, 60s, and like we're still a young camp, so we're still building a dining hall. We're raising money for that. We're still building legacy, you know, where most, you know, families, like they went to their camp, and so their kids are going to that camp, and so their kids are naturally counselors and donations, donors, like, oh, I love this camp. I donate to it, you know, so we're still building that legacy.
And you call yourself, what is it, Camp on the Island or the Island of York County?
Just off the coast of Rock Hill.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, I love it.
Just off the coast.
And it does feel like Rock Hill, that. It's such a special environment.
Well, obviously you're doing something right because when folks sign up to go to camp, they do it in the fall for the upcoming summer. And that sold out like within a day, right? In hours.
Yeah, within hours.
So you're on a waiting list right now, which is a good problem to have, but you're trying to address that. But to accommodate all that, you do need some help there on the island. Excuse me, let me spit that out. So today you're kind of looking or recruiting counselors, nurses, and some other volunteers. So what do you need? What does that look like?
Yeah, so we hire a lot of like college age kids, you know, for summer camp counselors. Like being a summer camp counselor changed my life. I wanted to be a youth pastor. And someone's like, "Matt, you'd be a great camp counselor." Like, what is that? I was like, they're like, "Well, you rock climb, you know, mountain bike, you do all these fun adventures, and I love kids." And I was like, "Okay, well, what does it cost me to do that?" They're like, "No, they pay you."
I'm in.
Yeah, so we're even looking, you know, like for high school seniors, but we primarily hire college age, you know, staff.
Who makes for a good camp counselor, as elementary as that question is? But not everyone, just because you're good with kids, sometimes you might not translate into being a good camp counselor. In your case, it did. But so what are some of the qualities that you look for when you're hiring a camp counselor?
Yeah, so like a lot of people think like you have to be the outrageous, crazy person to be a camp counselor. And a lot of people are. But like, just like every kid is not outrageous and crazy, some kids are more shy. So even if you're not outgoing, it's a great opportunity because like being a camp counselor, no matter what your major is in college, really prepares you for life. You develop leadership skills. You're living in a community with like-minded people your age. And so like I know like if you've been a camp counselor and you're hiring somebody and you see camp counseling on their resume, you know they've been baptized by fire and they can handle any situation and they're dedicated. You know, because you don't make a ton of money, but like we provide housing and food. So like basically your whole stipend, you're banking it at the end of the summer.
Can you do like a week? Like let's say someone's listening to this or their parents are listening to this and when their kids get home from college or they will talk to them today. They say, hey, this is a great opportunity. Can you just do it for a week, or do you commit all summer to be a camp counselor?
So in typical camp fashion, we always prefer someone for the full 9 weeks. So we do a week of training in 9 weeks. But the industry has changed, and every camp is struggling to find counselors. I think the pandemic had a lot to do with that on college campuses. But you know, if we can get you for a half summer or a full summer, it's great. But it's just an opportunity to serve. So we're looking for counselors that love the Lord. We are a Christian camp, and that have a heart to serve. And if you're teachable, I can work with you. Yeah, wonderful. And we train you. Like, we will train every position. We hire adventure guides, camp counselors, you know, like, and we have a day camp and a resident camp. So we just call it summer staff, you know.
Well, I can attest to it as being a parent and seeing the love that the counselors have with the kids, the bond that they have. And let's be honest, sometimes kids look up to, like, the campers look up to these camp counselors and create a relationship that sometimes maybe the counselor might notice something going on that the kid will feel more comfortable sharing with them. I mean, it's like, yeah, you said, it's a full circle of providing so much of a connection with young people.
The parents book our programs because it gets good reviews, and we have amazing opportunities like high adventure course, zipline canopy tour, kayaking. The kids want to come back because the counselors become their hero. So they're always like, is so-and-so coming back, or who's coming back this summer? You're that kid's hero, and you can really pour into their life, tell them who they are, and really, like, things that you didn't get as a kid. You know that because you're near enough that age, and you're pouring into them. You know, that's awesome.
Incredible. Oh,
that's well said. So in addition to camp counselors, you also need nurses.
Nurses. So I know we sold out, but we saved nurses for we save spots for nurses and for camp speakers. So we do camp pastors each week, and they give the lesson at night, you know, for the resident camp. And so, like, we save spots, you know, for nurses and for speakers. So, like, if you're a nurse and you didn't get in, or if you're a youth pastor and your kids didn't get in, we save spots and we exchange that free camp.
That is awesome. It's a fair trade-off.
Yeah.
Now,
you get to live on an island.
Yes, just right off of the coast of Rock Hill.
That's right.
I love it.
Any degree with nursing, RN, BSN, just anything?
Yeah, if you're a nurse, it's primarily like you're handing out popsicles and Band-Aids, but like you're administering the medication for the resident camp.
You don't need to get your nursing degree from YouTube University.
That's right.
Okay.
But also, we're looking, like, if you need to do a college internship, that is here too. Like, we sign any paperwork needed. So if you're trying to fulfill an internship, we do that as well.
Ashley Watts from All On Board, her daughter is a camp counselor, has done it many years there.
Caitlin Watts.
And talked about,
oh, she's awesome.
What
she's
an impact
amazing.
It has had on her life. And it's just, it really is. What a great relationship.
Yeah, we love it.
Oh, that's
it's
so
memories
good.
Last forever on all ends. And that's why Camp Canaan's so special to have.
Yeah. So, Matt, if they're interested, they just need to reach out to you and the staff there at Camp Canaan.
Yeah. Just reach out. Okay. Call our number or go to our website. There's a short application. We'll set up an interview for you. And if they want to, you know, reach out to info@campcanaan.org if they want to be a nurse or a camp pastor, and we'll get you connected with the right person.
I love what you said. No matter what you're majoring in college, if you have camp counselor, summer camp counselor on a resume, that might move you to the top of the line, because those future employers will know exactly what you've been through and that you're teachable, you're a team player, and you can just go with whatever lands in your lap that day.
And you become, I mean, you really, it develops your leadership skills. It's just an awesome opportunity. Obviously, I'm Peter Pan. I never grew up. I'm still doing it.
Hey.
You made a career
out
of it.
Yeah, it's great. Well, Matt Harper, again, is the executive director out there on the island, the coast of Rock Hill at Camp Canaan. As always, Matt, thanks so much for the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.